So we're in chapter 14 of the Gospel of Luke.
فصل 14 انجیل لوقا هستیم.
By going through the Gospel of Luke, we're looking at the life of Jesus.
داریم زندگی عیسی مسیح رو نگاه می‌کنیم.
And we're learning
با نگاه کردن from انجیل his actions. لوقا قدم به قدم عیسی از کارهاش درس می‌گیریم.
We're learning from things he has said.
از چیزهایی رو که از او زندگیش
گفته یاد می‌گیریم. So start reading Luke 14 verse 1.
لوقا 14 آیه 1 رو بخونید.
And it came to pass as he went into the house of one of the chief Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath day, that they watched him. Yeah, so here we have another situation that Jesus is invited by one of the religious leaders to come to his home for a meal.
که برای غذا بیان خونه ی اون مذهبیون.
The chief Pharisee.
یه رهبر فریسی اون زمان.
He invited Jesus to eat bread at his on the Sabbath day at his home.
روز سبت دعوتش کرده بوده که نون بخوره.
Now notice how verse 1 ended.
ببینی آیه یک چگونه پایان
یافت. It says they watched him.
و میگه دیدنش.
Yeah, this is not friendly.
به نظر دوستانه.
They were trying to catch Jesus.
در حقیقت داشتن تلاش
میکردن
که عیسی مسیح رو بگیرن که محکومش کنن.
They had not invited him because they appreciated him so much.
دعوت نکرده بودن رو مهمون نوازی به خاطر تشکر به خاطر اینکه دور هم باشن.
To set them up.
اومده بودن که گیرش بندازن به تله بندازن.
دعوتش
کرده بودن که به تله بندازن.
Not that it happened. This is happening at the Sabbath.
یادتون باشه که این اتفاق روز سبت میفته.
And as we'll see, I believe this was a setup on purpose.
من مطمئنم که این عمدی بوده که این روز و این زمان این اتفاق افتاده.
To see if in their eyes he would break the Sabbath law.
که منتظر بودن ببینن در نگاه خودشون آیا قانون سبت رو میشکنه یا نمیشکنه.
The religious leaders had made something out of the Sabbath that it didn't
work. مذهبیون اون زمان سبت رو یه قانونی کرده بودن که در عهد عتیق اون قانون وجود نداشت. خودشون به دست خودشون ساخته بودن.
Adding their own laws to it.
قانون‌های خودشون رو ساخته بودن.
And I'm not going to speak today about the Sabbath.
امروز در مورد سبت نمیخوام صحبت کنم.
I did that a whole sermon when we talked about the Sabbath in Luke 6.
در لوقا فصل 6 در مورد
سبت
صحبت کردم.
So listen to that sermon if you want to hear more about
that. در مورد اون موضوع موعظه رو گوش کنید که در مورد سبت توضیح
داده. Yeah, but they're trying to catch Jesus.
اما موضوع اصلی اینه که می‌خواستن عیسی رو به تله بندازن.
And specifically if he would heal on the Sabbath.
مخصوصا ببینن آیا روز سبت کسی رو شفا میده یا
نه. Read verse 2.
آیه 2 رو بخون.
And behold, there was a certain man before him which had the dropsy. Yeah, so Jesus has sat down to eat bread. And it happens to be so that in front of him is a man that is diseased. And the dropsy is a disease where you swallow up, you have too much liquid.
استسقا ورم میکنی انقدر ورم میکنی که در حال ترکیدن هستی یعنی ورم
میکنی. So this really looks like a setup.
و به نظر میاد مخصوصا این طرف و جلوی عیسی.
This diseased guy just ended up in front of Jesus.
اون مریض رو درست گذاشتن جلوی عیسی که ببینن عیسی چی کار میکنه.
And if he heals him,
آیا شفاش میده؟
Then we're going to accuse him that he did something in the Sabbath.
بعد میکنیم که میگیم تو سبت این کارو کرده.
Now judging from the response of Jesus,
و طبق جوابی که عیسی بهش میده.
This seemed to be exactly what is happening.
دقیقاً این اتفاقی بوده که داشته میافتاده.
Read verse 3.
که نقشه اون زمان بوده.
And Jesus answering spake unto the lawyers and Pharisees saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day?
آنگاه عیسی پاسخ داده فقها و فریسیان را خطاب کرده گفت آیا در روز سبت شفا دادن جایز است؟
Yeah, so before he does anything, he's asking a question.
قبل از اینکه عیسی کاری رو بکنه
Hey, religious leaders.
Yeah,
your lawyers, meaning people who are specialized in the law.
Pharisees.
Yeah, those who were supposed to have the answers on those questions. Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? Now, if they would say yes, then of course Jesus would heal the man and with their approval.
و عیسی مسیح شفا میداد با تایید حرف اونها.
Confirming that it was right for Jesus to do.
و ثابت میشد که کار عیسی اشتباه نیست.
But they also, if they say no.
اما اگه بگن نه.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't make him very popular.
خیلی مردم اون شهر ازش خوشحال نمیشدن.
Yeah, the sick person.
آدم مریض رو داریم.
Jesus can heal the person right there and then.
عیسی مسیح میخواد اونجا جلوی همه شفاش بده.
They wouldn't allow it to happen.
و اجازه نمیدن فقها که شفا پیدا کنه.
So this is probably a question they really didn't want to answer.
سوالی بوده که نمیخواستن جواب بدن.
Now listen to the response.
جوابشون رو گوش کنید. آیه 4.
And they held their peace. And he took him and healed him and let him go.
ایشان ساکت ماندن. پس آن مرد را گرفته شفا داد و رها کرد.
So what's the response?
جوابشون چی بود؟
Silence.
سکوت.
Crickets.
سکوت.
Yeah. They did not answer Jesus.
جواب ندادن به عیسی.
And then Jesus heals the guy and let him go. بالاخره شفاش داد و گذاشت. Yeah, also already pointing out that this guy really didn't belong to this group.
نشون میده که این آقا جزء فقها نبوده، نقشه
بوده. He was just being used.
ازش استفاده کرده.
By these religious leaders.
مذهبیون اون زمان از مریضیش سوء استفاده کرده.
And now he's healed and
حالا شفا پیدا میکنه و میره.
He goes. Yeah, he was the bait to catch Jesus.
در حقیقت اون دامی بوده که گذاشته بودن که عیسی رو به دام بندازن.
Jesus is not done with these religious hypocrites.
و عیسی مسیح کارش اونجا دست نمیکشه با اون مذهبیون اون زمانی که متظاهر بودن.
He asked them another question.
یه سوال دیگه ازشون میپرسه.
Verse 5.
آیه 5.
And answered them saying, which of you shall have an ass or an ox fallen into a pit and will not straightway pull him out on the seventh day?
ایشان روی آورده گفت کیست از شما که اولاغ یا گاوش روز سبت در چای افتد و فوراً آن را بیرون نیاورد.
Of course most people in that time had animals.
اکثر اون زمان حیوان داشتن.
Because this was an agricultural society.
اون زمان همه کشاورز بودن، همه یه نوع حیوانی، اولاغی،
گاوی. Your ass or your ox. They were your means of production.
روش تولید زندگیشون به وسیله
حیوانات محلیشون.
به وسیله کارشون از طریق اینا انجام
میشد. If something happened to that animal.
اگر اتفاقی برای حیوانای اون کشاورز
افتاد. There was a problem. There was loss.
مشکل وجود داشت. نمیتونستن کار کنن.
You directly helped that animal so it would survive.
بلافاصله کمک میکنی به اون حیوان تا نجات پیدا کنه.
To work for you another day.
که فرداش بتونه برای تو کار کنه.
Now the obvious answer to that question.
جواب سوال اینه که روز تعطیل هم اگه بیفته
Everybody would pull that animal out.
Regardless
on what day it was.
مهم نیست چه روزیه.
Now you don't leave that animal in the pit.
اون حیوان رو
waiting till the Sabbath day was over.
در اون چاه ول نمی‌کنن تا سبت تموم شه.
Listen to their response.
جوابشون رو بشنوید. آیه 6.
And they could not answer him again to these things.
پس در این امور از جواب وی عاجز ماندن.
Again silence.
سکوت.
Crickets. They had this plan of accusing Jesus.
And
with these two questions, their plan had been destroyed. Yep. And Jesus, of course, is now showing everybody that they were actually hypocrites. Because they would help their animal even on the Sabbath. But then they want to refuse a fellow human being from receiving help. Yeah, they had no compassion.
هیچ دلت نمی‌سوزه برای این خواهر یا برادر.
They're wicked people.
هم شهید. آدمای پلید بودن.
From these versions you can already figure out there's probably some tension right now.
طبق همون آیه میتونی بفهمی که یه جنگ و جدال
بوده. Maybe they're staring at each other.
شاید به هم دیگه
what now?
چش دوخته بودن منتظر
بودن. This didn't go as we expected it to go.
برنامه‌مون به هم ریخت. حالا قراره چی بشه؟
Yeah, they probably felt offended because of what Jesus had just pointed out.
بهشون برخورده بود به خاطر کاری که
Now, what if Jesus would be in our midst tonight and saying the same things? Would you be offended if he pointed out you're behaving like a hypocrite? And you're guilty of accusing others while you're doing the same thing. While you... Show your smile in church.
لبخند میزنی تو کلیسا.
But then pretend to be a good Christian.
به نظر آدم خوبی هستی. به نظر مسیحی خوبی هستی.
You go out and live like the world.
اما فردا بدتر از اون کسی که تو دنیا زندگی میکنه داری زندگی میکنی.
When you come to church.
میای کلیسا.
You dress modest.
لباس قشنگ و رسمی میپوشی modest.
But then during the week next to a place where you have some water.
و هفته دیگه بغل آب.
You strip into what the Bible calls naked. Nakedness, showing your nakedness. That's being a hypocrite. That is, how you call it? Ethics? I can't remember the word. Situational ethics. Situational ethics.
شرایط تصمیم میگیری امروز کدوم وری باشی.
Yeah. What if you say to a person, oh, you're so nice, be friendly.
آدم خوبی هستی، مهربونی، باد مهربونه.
But then you talk with others and you speak bad about them.
و بعد با یکی دیگه صحبت کنی و بهش.
Yeah, first of all, that's gossip.
اول غرور.
But it's also hypocritical.
اول غیبت و بعد متظاهره.
Would Jesus be talking to you this evening?
امشب عیسی مسیح آیا با شما حرف
بزنه؟ Would you be offended?
اگه حرف بزنه بهتون برمیخوره یا نه؟
Now, Jesus has done a very good job upsetting the religious people in this group.
عیسی مسیح در اون زمان با حرفاش و با سوالاش مذهبیون اون زمان رو باعث ناراحتی کرد.
Jesus continues.
اما عیسی مسیح ادامه میده.
Yeah, now he's addressing all those who are invited to this meal.
به تمام کسایی که در این شام دعوتن.
Read verse 7.
آیه 7.
And he put forth a parable to those which were bidden, when he marked how they chose out the chief rooms, saying unto them,
برای مهمانان مثلی زد، چون ملاحظه فرمود که چگونه صدر مجلس را اختیار می‌کردند، پس به ایشان گفت.
Yes. So Jesus is addressing all the guests now.
حالا به همه مهمونا داره میگه.
He tells them he's going to tell them a parable.
یه مثال داره براشون.
Now to bring a message across.
یک پیامی رو میخواد.
What is the message going to be about?
پیامش در مورد چیه؟
Now Jesus had noticed that these guests.
عیسی مسیح فهمیده بوده که مهمونای اون زمان.
That they were trying to get the best places, the best seats for themselves.
سعی میکردن همه جا و همه بهترین جا و بهترین مکان
برای خودشون. So here's the story that Jesus gives.
داستانی که عیسی مسیح تعریف میکنه 8 و 9 اینه.
When thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. And he had bade thee and him come and say to thee, give this man place, and thou begin with shame to take the lowest room.
عروسی دعوت کند در صدر مجلس منشین مبادا کسی بزرگتر از تو هم دعوت شده باشد.
If you're invited to a wedding, of course, Jesus is pointing back to the fact that they were invited for a meal at the house of this chief Pharisee. Now, if you're invited, don't sit down in the highest room.
نرو بالای
خونه. Do not pick out the best spots.
مکان رو در نظر نگیر.
Spots of prominence.
اون کسی که بهترین جاست رو قبول نکنه.
Yeah, the best seats.
بهترین جا مال
اون نباشه. Why not the test?
چرا نه؟
Because somebody more important than you might come.
شاید یه نفر مهمتر و بزرگتر از تو بیاد.
And the one who invited you will say.
اون کسی که تو رو دعوت کرده بگه.
Please make place for this person.
بیاد فلانی بشینه.
Go away from this place of prominence.
از این مکان بالا تو رو بیاره پایین.
And you have to take place in the lowest room.
و بعد بیاد بیای توی پایین میز بشین.
To your own shame.
حقیقت باعث خجالتت بشه.
Yeah. When you're at a wedding, you often have special places for special guests.
مهمونای مخصوص، جاهای مخصوص.
There's often a table for the family.
مثلا یه میزی هست مال خانواده.
There may be a table for some special friends.
باید میزی هم هست واسه
دوستای نزدیک عروس. Yeah, to the bride and bridegroom.
دوستای نزدیک داماد، هر کدومشون توی میزن.
You don't come in.
And
then go to sit on these tables.
Not
being part of the family.
Or
not being a special invited friend.
And
it would be extremely embarrassing if you'd be asked to move and go to another table. In the back. Because that was not your place.
اینجا جای شما نبود.
Yeah, so that's the idea that's being communicated.
اطلاعی خبری که داره اعلام میکنه همینه. آیه 10.
Yeah, but when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room, that when he had bade thee come, he may say unto thee, friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee.
بلکه چون مهمان کسی باشی، رفته در پایین بنشین تا وقتی که میزبانت آید، به تو گوید ای دوست جای بالاتر بنشین، آنگاه تو را مجلسیان عزت خواهد بود.
So when you're invited, you come in, you sit at the lowest place.
بنشین جای پایین پایین.
You don't take the best seats.
بهترین جا را قبول نکن.
You don't take the place of prominence.
اون جای مخصوص را قبول نکن.
And then if the one who invites you sees you sitting in that lowest room,
اگر تو اون اتاق کوچیک یا اون صندلی پایین نشستی,
he'll say to you, come up higher.
میگه بفرمایید بالا لطفا بفرمایید بالا.
And you'll be lifted up in the presence.
اون موقع جلوی همه تمام کسایی هستی که هستن عزت داده میشه.
And of course the point that Jesus is making towards all these guests.
عیسی مسیح به تمام مهموناش
میگه. We had seen trying to get the best places.
که همه مهمونا داشتن تلاش میکردن بهترین جا رو اونا قبول کنن.
You need to learn to be humble.
یاد بگیری فروتن باشی.
You need to learn not to lift yourself up.
خودمون رو بزرگتر از اونی که هستیم نکنیم.
Verse 11. For whosoever exalt themselves shall be abased, and he that humbled himself shall be exalted.
زیرا هر که خود را بزرگ سازد ذلیل گردد
Yes, those who lift themselves up, they will be humbled with the shame. If those who humble themselves, they will be lifted up. They will be exalted. Now, of course, this is not a private conversation. He is addressing everybody that is there,
who is invited to the meal.
So now we have Jesus offending the hypocrite, the hypocrites, the leaders, religious leaders. Yeah, he offended them. Now he's probably offended much of the guests that came,
one of the best seats,
yeah, who lacked humbleness,
yeah,
don't lift yourself up, yeah, otherwise you'll be put to shame. Now, let me ask you again, what if Jesus would be saying these things tonight here? Would he be talking to you? Are you that person that wants to have the best position? The place of prominence? The title in the foreground? Are you that person? Yeah? Children have issues with that.
Yeah?
Children in commonly just try to get the best spots. Yeah, but of course, if you grow older, you look at that and it's silly.
Yeah?
Oh, I want to sit in the front seat of the car.
Oh, صندلی جلوی ماشین مال من.
Fighting over, we can sit in the front.
کی جلو بشینه امروز؟
Yeah, as adults we think like, wow, we don't fight over that.
ای بابا، کی میخواد جلو بشه؟ دعوا نداره کی جلو بشه.
But we definitely can fight over other things.
اما میتونیم روی سری چیزای دیگه دعوا کنیم.
We want to have the prominent seats.
اما یه چیز دیگه باشه که دنبال صندلیش بگردیم.
Is Jesus talking to you tonight?
آیا امشب عیسی در مورد شما داره صحبت میکنه؟
Go to Proverbs 27:2.
Amsal 27:2.
Proverbs 27:2. Let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth, a stranger, and not thine own lips. 27? 27:2. Yeah. Are you the one that wants to lift himself or herself up? Pointing people to your accomplishment, what you've done.
Of course,
that's the opposite of being humble, that's prideful. And the Bible says, let another man praise thee and not thine own mouth. Let the host of the party come to you and say, hey friend, come up higher. After you had chosen to take one of the lower seats. Letting other people having the better seats. Would Jesus have offended you tonight
if he had been here teaching you this? Yeah,
these stories are given for us to learn from.
این داستان‌ها داده شده به ما که ما همه ازش یاد بگیریم.
So now Jesus has addressed the hypocrites.
He has addressed اون متظاهر و در مورد اون فریسیان
the prideful attitudes of the rest of the guests.
تمام مهمونایی که مغرور بودن به خودشون رو در حقیقت شست و گذاشت.
And Silly is not dumb.
ولی هنوز عیسی دست نکشیده و داره ادامه میده.
Now he continues to address the host that has invited him.
ببینیم بقیه اون مهمونایی که دعوتش
کردن. And now he's telling him what he should do.
به مهمون سرمیزبان میگه چیکار باید بکنه.
Luke 14 verse 12. Then said he also to him that bade him, when thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, neither thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors, lest they also bid thee again, and a recompense be made thee.
پس به آن کسی که از او دعوت کرده بود نیز گفت وقتی که غذا یا شام دهی دوستان یا برادران یا خویشان یا همسایگان ثروتمند خود را دعوت مکن مبادا ایشان نیز تو را بخوانند و تو را عوض داده شود.
So he's addressing something of the underlying motivation of this chief Pharisee.
Yeah, you've
given this meal.
این غذا رو پختی.
You've invited all these guests to your house.
این دعوت کردی.
You have all these prominent people.
همه ثروتمندان.
Yeah, the religious establishment is there.
مذهبیون اون زمان که آدم‌های
بزرگ. You have these special guests.
این مهمونای مخصوص رو دعوت کردی.
That at least they think they're important.
که فکر میکنن آدم مهمی
هستن. Yeah, trying to take the best seats.
سعی میکنن بهترین جا رو بگیرن.
Yeah, he's mentioned rich neighbors.
همسایه ثروتمند.
Yeah, so Jesus has noticed the kind of group that is this Pharisee has invited.
عیسی مسیح اشاره میکنه گروهی رو که فریسی
دعوت کرده. So now he tells the host.
به اون مسئول میگه.
Here is a better thing for you to do.
یه چیز بهتر برای تو انجام.
Don't invite your friends, your family, your rich neighbors.
خانوادت، همسایه ثروتمندت.
Why not?
چرا نه؟
Because they invite you again.
چون دعوتشون میکنی که اونا هم
They will pay you back the favor.
یه لطفی تو کردی، یه لطفی هم اونا بکنن.
Yeah, basically pointing out to the chief Pharisee.
در حقیقت اون مسئول فریسی میگه.
That there's a motivation behind inviting on these people.
یه پیشنهادی هست در مورد یه برنامه‌ای داری برای این دعوت.
That benefit him, that is for his interest.
دعوت تو مهمونیت یه هدفی داشتی برای
So people can do him a favor back.
که یه نفر دیگه برات یه لطف دیگه بکنه.
Yeah, این
کاری کردی که اون فرد برات یه قدم
He does not invite those who cannot return the favor.
اونایی که لطف تو برنمیگردونن دعوت نمی‌کنه.
How do we know?
از کجا می‌دونی؟
Because now Jesus tells him we should have invited.
اما عیسی مسیح الان دعوت می‌کنه.
First 13 and 14.
But
when thou makest a feast for the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. Now, you should have invited the people who cannot pay you back.
اون که نمیتونه عوض کارتو بده دعوت.
Who cannot return the favor.
اون کسی که لطف تو رو نمیتونه با لطف تو جواب
Why?
بده
Because
دعوت کن.
This is what carries blessing.
چون اون برکت داره.
How is it carrying blessings?
چجوری برکت میده؟ Now,
it says here, God will repay you for what you did for them.
برکتشو میده به تو برای کاری که تو براش کردی.
Not now.
الان نه.
But at the resurrection, you will have your reward.
و زمانی که قیامت اتفاق افتاد، تو پاداشتو خواهی گرفت.
Revelation 20:12.
مکاشفه 22:12.
Yeah, that's at the second coming. That's the resurrection. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be.
و اینک به زودی می آیم و پاداش من با من است تا هر کسی را به حسب اعمالش جزا دهد.
Yeah, Jesus will have.
عیسی مسیح میگه.
For the just, for those who are saved,
as
his rewards, as our rewards with him when he comes.
Now,
it's easy to bless people. We know we're going to return the favor. I invest this in this person. And I will get that back. There's no virtue in that. There's nothing special about it. Yeah, it's different. When you do it for people who cannot return you the favor. And even though it might look like you physically lose out, but in reality you don't even lose out. Because you are storing up treasures in heaven. Go to Matthew 5. Matthew 5, 46 and 47. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so?
46 and 47.
Yeah.
زیرا هرگاه آنانی را محبت نمایید که شما را محبت می نمایند، چه اجر دارید؟ آیا باجگیران چنین نمی کنند؟ و هرگاه برادران خود را فقط سلام گویید، چه برتری دارید؟ آیا باجگیران چنین نمی کنند؟
It's easy to love those who love you. And there's no reward in that.
Yeah,
even the publicans do so.
حتی باجگیران هم این کارو میکنن.
They will love their own.
خودشونو دوست دارن، دوستشونو دوست دارن. راحت دوستمونو دوست داشتن.
It is when we love those who are unlovable.
دوست داشته باشیم اون کسایی که دوست داشتنشون سخته.
It is when we love our enemies.
برکت داره. اون وقتی دشمنانمونو دوست داریم برکت داره.
That is special. That is what gives us eternal rewards.
و میتونه زندگی پاداش جاودانمون رو بده.
You're only friendly to your brethren, to your friends.
اگر تو فقط لطف و محبت می‌کنی به اون برادرت، به اون دوست جنجونی.
That's what the tax collectors do as well.
باجگیران هم همین کارو میکنن.
Yeah. Instead, be friendly to those who are not kind to you. Luke 6:35. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil.
بلکه دشمنان خود را محبت نمایید و احسان کنید و بدون امید عوض قرض دهید زیرا که پاداش شما عظیم خواهد بود و پسران حضرت اعلی خواهید بود چون که او با ناسپاسان و بدکاران مهربان است.
Yeah, love your enemies.
دشمنانتون رو
lend hoping not for a return.
وقتی قرض میدین توقع برگشت ندارید.
And your reward shall be great.
و پاداشتون
And you shall be the children of the highest.
اون موقع است که فرزندان بزرگتر.
Yeah, when you have a feast.
وقتی تو یه مهمونی میگیرید.
Don't invite people because they can do you the favor back.
کسایی رو دعوت نکن که بتونن بهت برگردوننشون.
Why? Because God is kind to the unthankful and evil as well.
پاداش میده به اونهایی که پاداشی نمیده.
God expects you as a Christian
تو به عنوان یک ایماندار مسیحی
to behave differently than those who live in the world.
از کسایی که تو دنیا هستن.
Now, what if you were there?
اگر شما اونجا بودید.
What if you would be the host?
اگر شما مهمون میزبان اون مهمونی بودید.
Jesus have offended you?
آیا عیسی با حرف شما ناراحت کرد؟
With his sayings here?
با این حرفش؟
Would this apply to you?
آیا این زندگی شماست؟ مهمونی شماست؟
Are you doing favors only for those?
فقط لطف میکنی به کسایی که میتونن لطف کنن.
You expect can do you a favor back?
توقع داری که اونها هم کاری برات بکنن؟
Are you inviting those?
آیا فقط کسایی رو دعوت میکنی که
you expect can also invite you back?
توقع داری که اونها هم تو رو دعوت کنن؟
Is that you?
آیا تو هستی فقط؟
Now Jesus is not making friends here.
عیسی مسیح اینجا دوست نمی‌سازه با کسی.
But then from the beginning he walked into an hostile environment.
عیسی مسیح وقتی رفت دشمن جمع کرد به
جای دوستان. He's literally eating with people who are his enemies.
چون همیشه با دشمنانش نشست و غذا خورد.
Yeah, he's among a bunch of hypocritical, prideful, selfish people.
چون در زمان یک گروه خودخواه و متظاهر بود که در اون زمان بودن.
If you and I are honest,
اگر من و شما امروز
these traits باشی, that we just observed in these people there,
تمام این صفت‌ها و کارهایی رو که در میان مردم دیدیم,
we can have those in our lives as well.
ما هم ممکنه همین بدی‌ها رو داشته باشیم تو زندگی.
And we need to deal with them if there is an issue.
اگر مشکل داریم باش کنار بیاییم.
Now I think the situation at this point was very tense.
این شرایط اون زمان سخت بوده توی مهمونی.
Jesus offended people with the truth.
عیسی مسیح با حقیقت در حقیقت مردم رو ناراحت کرد.
They had not been able to give Jesus answers.
و خیلی وقت از سوالای عیسی رو کسی نمیتونست جواب بده.
Yeah, maybe there is this awkward silence now. What do we say now?
وحشتناکی پیش اومد که حالا چی بگیم، حالا چیکار کنیم.
And then we have somebody who actually just gives a response.
اما یه نفر در آیه 15 جواب عیسی رو میده.
Maybe he couldn't stand the silence.
شاید دیگه سکوت رو نمیتونست تحمل کنه.
And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said to him, "Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God."
آنگاه یکی از مجلسیان چون این سخن را شنید گفت خوشا به حال کسی که در ملکوت خدا نان خورد.
Now this is really not that bad of a response to what Jesus had just said.
و این جوابی نبود که عیسی مسیح بد میداده.
Yeah, Jesus just pointed out.
عیسی مسیح اشاره کرد.
Yeah, that you will receive blessing.
برکت دریافت خواهید.
Yeah, rewards in the life to come.
پاداش در زندگی که میاد.
When you serve God, when you help others.
وقتی به خدا خدمت کنی.
Even if they cannot do anything back.
وقتی که زمانی که بقیه هم کمک نتونن برای
تو. And his person responds with, "Blessed is he that shall eat in the kingdom of God."
و جواب اون فرد میگه خوشباله کسی که در ملکوت خدا.
It's like the reward is great.
پاداش خوبه.
But even just being in the kingdom of God, eating bread there is already a great blessing.
زیاده. اما فقط وارد ملکوت خداوند شدن و نون خشکم خوردن بهتر از اینه که نباشه.
The worst or lowest place in heaven.
اینجا و پایین‌ترین مکان بهشت خداوند بهشته.
It's still a great place to be.
هنوز بهشته بهترین جایی است که میتونه باشه.
Yeah, and the best place in hell.
بهترین جا در جهنم.
Yeah, because there's levels in hell. You have lower hell. But the coolest place in hell is still a very bad place. Yeah, this is man says, blessed are those who are eat bread in the kingdom of God. And then Jesus responds to this statement. Yeah, talking about those who eat bread in the kingdom of God. And who will not. Read verses 16 till...
آیه 16.
Yeah, just read the whole piece. The 24.
تا 24.
Then said he unto him, A certain man made a great supper, and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I've bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee have me excused. Another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and shewed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done, as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house be filled. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper.
شخصی ضیافتی عظیم برپا کرد و بسیاری را دعوت نمود. پس چون وقت شام رسید، غلام خود را فرستاد تا دعوت شدگان را گوید بیایید زیرا که اکنون همه چیز حاضر است. اما همه به یک رأی عذرخواهی آغاز کردند. اولی گفت مزرعه‌ای خریدم و ناچار باید بروم آن را ببینم. از تو خواهش دارم مرا معذور داری. و دیگری گفت 5 جفت گاو خریدم. می‌روم تا آنها را بیازمایم. از تو تمنا دارم مرا عفو نمایی. سومی گفت زنی گرفتم و از این سبب نمیتوانم بیایم. پس آن غلام آمده ارباب خود را از این امور مطلع ساخت. آنگاه صاحب خانه غضب نموده به غلام خود فرمود به بازارها و کوچه های شهر بشتاب و فقیران و لنگان و شلال و کوران را در اینجا بیاور. پس غلام گفت ای آقا آنچه فرمودی شد و هنوز جای باقی است. پس آقا به غلام گفت به راه‌ها و حصارها بیرون رفته مردم را به اصرار بیاورد تا خانه من پر شود. زیرا به شما میگویم هیچ یک از آنانی که دعوت شده بودند شام مرا نخواهد چشید. و هنگامی که جمعیتی بسیار
So there is a certain man and he has this great supper.
شام بزرگ، ضیافت بزرگی تدارک.
Where is this referring back to?
برمیگرده به چی؟
Jesus was responding to this man who talked about eating bread in the kingdom of God.
در ملکوت خداوند صحبت میکنه.
And of course, more specifically, we know this points to the marriage feast of the Lamb.
و در حقیقت اون جشن عروسی بره‌ای که همه میشناسیمش.
Now, what does the servant represent? What does the servant represent?
نشونه
چی؟ سمبول چی؟ He's the one who goes out and calls, invites those and calls people in.
دعوت میکنه که کسایی که بیان برای شب خداوند.
That's the soul winner, the evangelist.
اون مبشره که میره و دعوت میکنه.
Those who share the good news.
اون که پیام خوش انجیل رو به همه میرسونه.
Yeah, those who call on people to get saved.
کسایی که میرن بیرون که میخونن که دیگران نجات
پیدا کنن. Bread in the kingdom of God.
Yeah,
those who go out in the highways and hedges.
میرن حتی جای بلند بالای کوها حصارها همه رو دعوت میکنن.
Inviting people to come to Christ.
دعوت میکنن همه که به عیسی مسیح ایمان بیارن.
So many are invited.
خیلی دعوت شدن.
And the servant of this certain man.
خادم اون آقا.
Is sent out and tells people things are ready.
به اونها میگه همه چی آماده است.
Come to the feast.
بیا برای شام خدا.
But instead of people coming.
اما به جای اینکه مردم
بیان. All of them have excuses.
هر کی بهونه میاره.
And he has excuse after excuse.
بهونه بعد از بهونه.
And they're very lame excuses.
بهونه های الکی.
Yeah. I've bought this piece of ground and I must go and see it.
باید برم اول ببینم.
Now, is this how you normally buy stuff?
معمولا وقتی میخری اول میخری بعد میری میبینی.
No, you go look first.
اول میری میبینی بعد میخری.
Yeah, then you know what you're buying and then you buy it.
چی میخری بعد میخری.
And of course these are
یعنی بهونه
الکی. Jesus just gives them very lame excuses.
یعنی مسخره کردی ما رو.
In other words, says, I've bought 5 yoke of oxen.
5 تا گاو خریدم.
Yeah, I must test drive those oxen.
باید برم سوارشون بشم ببینم خوب رانندگی میکنن یا نه.
First of all, your oxen, so tomorrow they're there too.
گاو خودت دیگه امروز هم هست فردا هم هست چه اتفاقی میفته فردا گاو
don't you test them before you buy them
قبل از اینکه بخریشون گاو رو نیدی خوب میرن یا بد میرن
the third one that is given here I've married a wife and therefore I cannot come
ازدواج کردم و حالا نمیتونم بیام
so why is that a reason
حالا این چه دلیل مسخره ایه
are you not allowed to come or something
اجازه نمیده زنت بیای
don't you know that you're the head of the family
نمیدونی سر خونه ای
yeah what about bringing her along
چرا زنتو نمیاری با خودت
so these are just lame excuses
بهونه‌ای الکی
Yeah, but Jesus is pointing out that these are the lame excuses that that people will give towards the invitation of getting saved. Yeah, and this is if you go out to share the gospel, you know that these are the responses. Yeah, there's always you will hear excuses. And you know they're lying or they're just lame excuses. Oh, I have to go somewhere. I don't have time. Yeah, first of all, it's your eternal destiny. I think you should make some time.
But
then you go around and 30 minutes later you see the same person sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
It's just an excuse. Oh, well, I'm busy.
When
he's playing game on his phone.
داره فیلم بازی میکنه رو موبایلش. وقت
ندارم. Or people who will talk to you.
یکی که وقت میذارن حرف میزنن.
But they prove me this or that.
And ثابت کن
you show them the verses.
اینو نشونم بده یا اونو نشونم بده.
And then they don't believe.
بعد با این همگی ثابت کردی آخر سر میگه ایمان نمیارم.
Yeah, I've talked with people and I explained things and reasoned with them.
خیلی توضیح شنیدم و خیلی
And every time some kind of excuse was brought up why they should not believe or couldn't believe.
یه چیزی آورده که چرا ایمان نمیاره چرا.
Yeah, and we stopped the discussion way too late.
بحثمون رو دیر تموم میکنیم.
But we stopped the discussion at a point that
اما آخر سر وقتی قطع میکنیم.
What if there were aliens who came to this earth
همیشه بحثشون اینه که اگه آدم فضایی هزار سال پیش اومده بود رو زمین
and made all these descriptions that you have and just fooled everybody.
اون آدم فضایی اومده بود این آیه هایی که تو مقدس رو نوشته بود همه رو گول زده بود.
And now I'm saying like you think that's a likely explanation
این قبول کردن آدم فضایی خیلی راحت تره تا اینی که ما قبول
but
کنی خدا
رو بهونه
نیست.
Yeah, just excuses.
Now, بهونه
when people make excuses,
هر کسی یه بهونه
when God gives the invitation,
داخلی خداوند فقط دعوت
میکنه. It upsets God.
و خداوند ناراحت میشه.
Yeah, we know that God's will is that any should perish.
He
wants people to have eternal life.
He
is inviting people.
Yeah,
he has sent out servants. Yeah, to invite people to the great supper. He sent his son to die on the cross.
Yeah,
so this would be possible at all.
Yeah,
and then the messages are told excuse after excuse.
پیام رو میدیم و بقیه بهونه میارن و بهونه میارن و بهونه میارن.
And then a certain man says, hey, go out, go to the poor, go to the maimed, go to the blind,
go invite them. بریم اونا رو دعوت کنیم.
The servants do it.
خادمین این کارو
میکنن. Yeah, there's more room.
و بازم جا هست.
He says, go out to the highways, hedges, find anybody who is willing to listen. Invite them.
Yeah,
preach the gospel to them. Compel them to come. So that my house be filled. And none of those people were invited in the first place.
Yeah,
shall taste of my supper.
از شام خداوند من نخواهد میشه.
There are more lessons we can draw from this parable.
خیلی درس‌های دیگه‌ای میتونیم از این پیام یاد بگیریم.
We can talk about soul winning.
میتونیم در مورد بشارت صحبت کنیم.
People make excuses all the time.
هر کسی بهونه‌هایی میاره به هر دلیلی.
And it differs to what group you're talking to.
بهونه هر طرف و هر گروه و هر فرهنگی.
Certain groups are more open than others.
بعضی از خانواده‌ها بعضی از گروه‌ها راحت‌تر گوش می‌کنن تا گروه بعدی.
But what is the group that is normally more open?
اما معمولا کدوم گروه راحت تر گوش میکنه؟
The group that doesn't have much.
اون که زیاد نداره.
The poor.
اون فقیره حاضر گوش بده.
Sick.
اون مریضه.
What's the group that is often not so open?
کسی که اکثرا حاضر نیست بشنوه کیه؟
It's the rich.
اون ثروتمند و پولدار.
It's those who have much.
اونایی که خیلی
they're very hardened against the gospel.
انقدر مغرورن که انجیل عیسی مسیح کاری نمی‌کنه.
The Bible says it's easier for a rich man for a camel to enter into the kingdom of God.
راحت‌تره که یه دونه
I don't go to eye of a needle than a rich man is to enter the kingdom of God.
راحت‌تره که یه دونه شتر از سوراخ سوزن رد بشه تا اینکه یک ثروتمند وارد ملکوت خدا.
But if you got telling, you know that's true.
وقتی بری صحبت کنی میفهمی هر کی ثروتش بیشتره قلبش سنگینه.
You do not get often rich people
خیلی راحت نمیشه اون کسی که پول داره.
But I think there's a specific meaning behind this parable.
اما یه معنی بزرگی در مورد این مثال هست.
Who are the first who were invited in this story? What would Jesus be pointing at? That would be the Jews.
یهودیان.
Because they were originally invited to the party.
اولین کسایی بودند که دعوت شدند.
Yeah, the Bible says in Romans 1:16.
در رومیان 1:16.
For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe it, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek.
1:16.
Romans 1:16.
زیرا که از انجیل مسیح سرفکنده نیستند. چون که قوت خداست برای نجات هر کس که ایمان آورد، اول یهود و سپس یونانی.
Yeah, Jesus pointing to the Jews.
عیسی مسیح میگه
they are making excuses.
اونا بهونه رو دارن.
Yeah, the Bible says he came to his own and his own received him not.
کلام خداوند میگه به سمت قوم خودش اومد و قوم خودش دریافت نکرد. یوحنا فصل 1.
Today, امروز, the physical nation of Israel,
قوم جسمانی اسرائیل,
in general,
معمولاً,
still rejects Jesus.
عیسی رو رد میکنه.
Yeah, and none of them will enter into heaven.
اونایی که ردش کردن, هیچ کدومشون وارد ملکوت خداوند.
What has happened?
چه اتفاق افتاد؟
God has turned to the Gentiles.
خداوند برگشته به سمت
the poor, the maimed, the blind.
فقیران.
Not physically, but spiritually.
نه از لحاظ جسمانی، بلکه از لحاظ روحانی.
We as Gentiles were
hidden,
were spiritually impoverished.
از لحاظ روحانی کور بودیم زمانی.
We didn't have the oracles of God.
ما نداشتیم شریعت
خداوند. We didn't have the scriptures.
ما پیام خداوند و کلام خدا را
نداشتیم. We didn't have Moses and the prophets.
موسی و نبی‌ها رو رو در رو ندیدیم.
Yeah, these were given to the physical nation of
Israel.
And of course, they were to be an example to the rest of the world.
قرار بود نمونه‌ای باشن برای کل دنیا.
But they failed horribly.
اما نتونستن.
That this story is basically, or this parable is basically in condemnation of the nation of Israel.
این داستان درست ضد اون چیزی که در اسرائیل اتفاق افتاده.
Of course, there are Jews that came to Christ.
بله، کسایی هستن که یهودیان و به عیسی مسیح.
But in general,
اما معمولا,
as a nation,
به عنوان قوم خداوند.
Especially the religious leaders.
مخصوصاً مذهبیون زمان.
They rejected Jesus Christ.
عیسی مسیح رو رد کردن.
Yeah, in general, the Jews have blown it. They have blown it. They messed it up. And they didn't get saved. Yeah. Now, notice that it does not say anywhere that later on this certain man comes back to the first group and invites them again. No, it says they will not taste of my supper. Yeah, God has done with the nation, the physical nation of Israel.
بلکه تموم شد دعوت رد کردن
God has replaced that physical nation of Israel with a new spiritual nation of Israel.
قوم جسمانی یهود رو جابجا کرده با قوم روحانی یهود.
The Bible says that's in Galatians 2 those who are in Christ are Abraham's seed.
اونها از نسل ابراهیم هستن.
I think it's Galatians 2 28 or 29. I should have written that down but I didn't. Galatians 3:29. And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Yeah, go to Matthew 21:43. Yeah, this is what he told the nation, the physical nation of Israel. Therefore, say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof.
Where?
از این جهت شما را میگویم که ملکوت خدا از شما گرفته شده به امتی که میوه‌اش را بیاورند عطا خواهد شد.
Yeah, so that is a past station.
Can
Jews be saved? Absolutely.
یهود میتونه نجات پیدا کنه 100%.
They have to come to Christ.
اول باید به ملکوت.
And as soon as they get saved,
به محض اینکه نجات پیدا کنن,
they won't call themselves physical Jews anymore. They will refer themselves as Christians.
به عنوان مسیحی خودشونو قبول دارن.
Yeah. Now, there of course are Bible-believing Christians everywhere in the world. Yeah, but we have groups that are hardened and others that are more open. We are in Greece. The Greeks are generally hardened. It's the immigrants in general that are more open.
معمولاً مهاجرین و خارجی ها هستن که قلبشون بازتره. آیا یه یونانی هم میتونه نجات پیدا کنه؟ منم دوست یونانی دارم.
Yeah, in general they will bring excuses.
اما اگه با یه یونانی صحبت کنیم معمولاً بهونه
داره. It is actually the migrants that are open and get saved.
اونایی که خارجی هستن در این کشور نجات پیدا میکنن.
Yeah, so after probably offending everybody there.
بعد از اینکه همه مردم رو تو مهمونی عیسی ناراحت کرد.
Jesus speaks against the whole physical nation of Israel.
و بعد ضد کل اسرائیل صحبت کرد.
Yeah, he's warning them.
اعلام خطر کرد برای
کل قوم. You want to eat bread in the kingdom of heaven?
می‌خوای نون بخوری تو ملکوت خداوند؟
They need to stop making excuses.
پس دیگه بهونه نیار.
And start responding to the light that is given you.
عمل کردن به اون نوری که دیدی.
In fact, start responding to the light that is right in front of you.
به اون نوری که جلوی تو رو در روی تو.
Yeah, by believing on him.
و ایمان بیاریم به عیسی مسیح.
By believing on Jesus Christ.
و ایمان بیاریم به عیسی مسیح.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.